Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to episode 132 here of the Dace Man Show on MegaPowersRadio.com. And it is the last of 2015 and a special start time here at 7 p.m. Eastern as opposed to our usual 8 p.m. Eastern. And the reason behind that is we just want to get drunk tonight. Who wants to remember 2015? Certainly not this guy and probably many of you out there as well. So as I wait for my co-host to get on, we are going to take a journey down the year that was 2015. Joining me now, as always, from down the hallway, the one, the only, Frank Ward.
Well, hi-de-ho there, neighbor.
How are you?
Lovely. Sober.
You sound, well, soon we will rectify that, hence the 7 p.m. start time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch this be, like, the most, like, clear we've ever been.
Yep, and most everything's going to be perfect, and we're just like, nope, let's finish. Got to go drink.
Yeah. Joining us from down the street, the one, the only, the Birdman, Gibby.
Welcome to the Gibby Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Nicolas Cage has not been on this podcast. It's not your show.
True.
You have no idea, man. We interviewed him three times. How many times did we interview this guy?
Four.
Four? All right.
Four times. And those should be the first thing on our YouTube page for people to find. Because that would clearly draw some attention. Just saying.
All right. I'll get on that shit.
You do that. All right. So everybody wants to wet their whistle with some beer, so let's go right into sports. Or not. It's cool. This is why we're getting off.
Sports. You follow sports?
And to kick off sports, like we always do, we reach out to the NFL for Week 16 results. On Christmas Eve, that's right, Thursday, December 24th, we saw the Raiders beat the Chargers 23-20. On Saturday, December 26th, we saw Philadelphia's hopes and dreams crushed as the Redskins defeated the Eagles 38-24 and subsequently getting Chip Kelly fired last night.
That is crazy.
Right?
That's good. The last guy you guys fired is doing pretty good, so.
Yeah, playoff pitches.
He's always done well. He just can't actually finish it.
I hear that a lot, too. Sunday, December 27th, the Colts beat the Dolphins 18-12. The Bears beat the Mercer-driven Buccaneers. Nope, nothing. Okay, 26-21.
The Bears?
Yeah, there it is.
Oops. Wasn't paying attention. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
I was totally paying attention for cues that Dace was talking to. The Bears!
Undefeated Kansas City Chiefs beat the Browns 17-13. The Jets upset the Patriots 26-20. The Bills beat the Cowboys 16-6. They gave a little bit of hope, but not enough. The Falcons beat the Panthers 20-13. The Lions, I don't know why, beat the Niners. 32-17. The Texans beat
that was
the Titans.
Cue, you know?
Go ahead. What's that?
I thought that was the cue.
It's every time I pause after a team, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The Texans.
The Texans.
Beat the Titans 34-6. The Ravens beat the Steelers 20-17. The Saints beat the Jaguars 38-27. The Rams. Beat the Seahawks 23-17. Cardinals beat the Packers 38-8 and cap off Sunday night's game. The Vikings beat the Giants 49-17.
Woohoo!
Yeah, buddy.
Heading over to Monday night, the Broncos beat the Bengals 20-17. Week 17. Huh?
They all died.
They all died.
That's right. They all died.
They're all dead.
Very true. Week 17 comes at you this week, where you can watch the Eagles face the Giants in something that doesn't matter, as well as several other games that have no implications whatsoever. On
yeah, baby.
Or maybe not on to hockey. I don't know why he showed up with pictures. Nobody cares. Okay, on to hockey. The Eastern Conference, the Atlantic Division. The Montreal Canadiens were dethroned as the Carolina Panthers, a Southern team, somehow is leading their division with 46 points, followed by the Canadiens with 45 and the Bruins with 44.
What?
In the Metropolitan Division, the Capitals, didn't know they were a thing, are leading that division with the Flyers, third from last. The Western Conference sees the Dallas Stars leading the Central Division, way ahead of the Blues, and the Pacific Division is led by the LA Kings, followed by the Coyotes. No idea where they're from, and that is your NHL standings. No curling news this week because they're lazy and like to only update once a month.
Why is that? Bullshit, man.
It's curling.
Bullshit, man. Yeah, but some of us like curling.
Yeah, we need to know.
We are proud supporters here at the Daceman Show.
Exactly. So why don't they show us?
I don't know. We'll figure out come the new year when it comes to curling. For all your curling news,
I'm tweeting
follow them on Twitter.
At
curling.
Curling. Which one?
At
World
curling.
Tour? World Cooling Curling Tour? Where, no, that one.
At curling. Just at curling.
That one. Yeah. Hey, update your shit.
Please highlight, underline, boldface, and italicize that.
Yes.
Hey, update your shit. We need to know. Please. Smiley face. Winky face. Hashtag.
Eggplant.
Storm Frank. I don't know what that's about, but I'm using that hashtag.
In other news, Stephen Drew, free agent infielder, reportedly agreed to sign with the Washington Nationals today. The Clemson Tiger football, the team suspends three players for failing a drug test, according to reports. Steve Smith Sr., the Baltimore Ravens receiver, changed his decision to retire and says he will play in 2016.
Oh, there's a store over in England that's named after me.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Random.
I'm a
came out of nowhere.
No, it's the hashtag I used when I tweeted curling.
Speaking of which, it's England. The cricket team wins first test against South Africa by 241. If you know what cricket terminology is, please explain that to us because I don't. And that, ladies and gentlemen,
I kind of know it.
You do? Then what the hell did I just say?
Well, I didn't pay attention. What did you say?
Oh, you're killing me. The team wins first test against South Africa by 241 runs.
Okay, so they won.
England took 6-38 in 25 overs before lunch.
Overs is a run.
To claim a 1-0 lead in four test series. The next test begins January 2nd in Cape Town, South Africa.
I'm assuming like, test means that they're... You know, doing like how we're testing going to Europe, aka Britain, for fucking football, which is fucking stupid.
Kind of just seems like England's oppressing South Africa again.
Well, they're trying to make cricket a lot bigger sport than what it really is.
It's that hammer and the ball thing, right?
It's sort of like a bat and a ball, yeah. 11 people out in a field in a semicircle. We're not a semicircle, in an oval. You got to throw the ball into the wicket before the runner.
Is this Quidditch? Are you explaining Quidditch to me?
No.
I think Quidditch is a real thing.
Oh, my God. I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
What do you mean done with me? It sounds like a lot like Quidditch. Who chases the snitch?
Who chases the snitch? Exactly.
I chase the snitch.
Is the ball. The snitch is the ball, so when it gets hit, then the outfielders have to chase the ball.
Is this their poor-ass attempt at baseball?
What?
Is this their poor-ass attempt at baseball?
It's had a lot of baseball tendencies. But it's got some things that aren't baseball tendencies. Like, basically, it's all done in an oval. So the ball gets hit, and if the ball rolls to the outfield, or to, like, there's an outer rim, outer rim to it, mm-hmm. the team automatically batting gets four runs. And then if they hit the ball in the air over that outside perimeter, then they get 6 runs.
Were they jealous they didn't have the most complicated sport ever?
It's kind of complicated. It's kind of not. The weird thing is you can use your bat to get across the line.
So you can beat the other player.
Well, you don't.
Have at me.
Shut up. Actually, you do get points. Well, you get a.
For beating the fuck out of a player with a bat?
No, you actually throw the pitcher throws the ball at the person. And then the guy has to
hit them? You get a point?
I think it's an out, not a
but
point.
They steal, like, it sounds like they stole bits and pieces from, like, tennis.
It's kind of weird. It's really kind of weird. And then the bat they use is, like, a weird flat stick thing. It's kind of weird.
Like a paddle, because they're going to beat the fuck out of somebody.
Yeah. And then when they throw it, the throwing mechanism is so fucking hilarious. They, like, sprint dead on and then just, like, whale it.
Hmm.
So it's almost like, you know how Happy Gilmore, how he always, like, how he goes and, like, winds up, like, running at the ball, then swings?
Yeah.
That's exactly what they do, except they throw the ball. That's so fucking funny. Sorry, you Pakistans.
What? Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is the last sports segment of 2015. Time to head into the final weird news segment with Gibby.
Gibby!
Escalated quickly.
All right, guys. A bride was left embarrassed at the altar.
I feel like I'm going to witness this in a few years, but go on.
A bride was left red-faced after another woman announced that the groom was still married to her and they are still living together.
Totally, yeah.
42-year-old Nadana Chavambola of Bayawao, Zimbabwe. What the fuck?
Zimbabwe, whatever.
Lived a double life. He decided to marry his lover while he was still married and living with his wife and children. His wife, 46-year-old Josephine, said that she did not know about the other woman until the day her husband of 20 years was supposed to get married to his lover. She learned about the wedding hours before the ceremony and was supposed to take place. One of the groom's family members decided to break the silence despite the fact that he asked them to keep it a secret from his wife. She decided to attend the wedding, and when the pastor asked if anyone objected to the marriage, she got up and announced that she was still married to the groom.
Yeah, I'm his wife. I have something to say about this. You motherfucker told me you were going to go get milk. What happened? This does not look like milk. Yes, her skin is a little bit paler than mine, but what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Come home to your chocolate milk. I assume Zimbabweans are...
Zimbabwe.
African, right? That's Africa?
That sounds... Yeah.
Well, it's Southern Africa, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're of that flavor.
That's some white man shit right there, though.
All right.
Really? You think that's a white thing to do?
To actually go through with marriage? Yeah. I feel like everybody else is smarter just to hit it and quit it.
True. So it'd be like in the middle of Walmart. Oh, no, he mine.
Pretty much.
Mm-mm, no, you didn't.
Yeah. Whereas the stupid Caucasian would be like, I want to marry you. Side note, still married. Awkward. This will make a great movie. It'll make me millions.
Yay!
It will. Definitely would make you millions.
We'll get Adam Sandler to be the guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we will. Yes.
Everybody loves what he does.
All right, guys, we're gonna go to London.
What's that all
about? London.
Damn it!
And then we're gonna figure out what the fuck. What's then we gotta discuss what's so fucked up with London people.
Burham.
I can think of several things, but go on.
Burham.
Before Christmas. You might have wondered what sort of person would visit this place. Now, though, 3 boxes of celebration and a few turkey dinners in that, it ain't looking so bad, huh? If you're one of the many who have known maybe to overindulge just a bit in the past few days, but you have a feel like it's time to venture out of your mince pie infused hovel. Redemption is here.
Does that sentence have any commas?
Ton of them. It's like littered all over the place. Don't know why.
You just ignored them?
In the middle of words?
Obviously. All right. So a brand new bar is opened. An all-vegan, booze-free spot.
That sounds like the worst place on the planet.
That is said to be detoxifying method will tackle the festivities headaches with one more swift beet-o-teeny.
Beet-o-teeny?
Ew.
I guess it's beet. No fucking
idea.
Who
wants a teeny that doesn't have alcohol in it?
Apparently these people do. Fucking London. Fucking can I say? What I said I'm saying. What's wrong with them?
No wonder
I don't know.
You lost half your empire. Dumbasses.
It's a menu created with nutrition and well-being in mind rather than intoxication.
Ooh.
Feature drinks made with beetroot, orange, lime, and coconut water.
Oh, God. Coconut water is the worst. I tried to go on my own health kick. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, nasty shit.
Yeah.
Boo! To be honest, you know, some of the drinks that they have here look good.
That's awful. That's awful.
The fact that I know there's no liquor in there makes them kind of depressing.
It's just automatic turnoff. Really, just turn off?
Pretty much.
You are way too close to water.
Yeah.
Deuces. You hell. Well, you know what? I'm going to be marching to a different tune starting January 2nd. So I wouldn't go to that place, though.
I hope not. That
place. I got my Mio. I've got my Aquafina bottle.
All right. A senseless argument over sweatpants escalated earlier this week.
Time out. There is no senseless argument about sweatpants. They are deserved and should be worn at all times. I'm just saying. Or shorts. I'm going to classify that with shorts, too.
Yeah, so, I figure that's where you're leaning in to kind of combo that.
So it escalated to a near-fatal attack when one brother repeatedly smashed his sibling in the skull with a baseball bat.
I get it.
Oh, shit.
You hear that? I get it.
Joseph, a 22-year-old Marine, suffered severe head trauma and bleeding of the brain after his brother, Rudy, 18, bashed him about 5 times.
Don't.
Because he was wearing sweatpants? Which one was wearing sweatpants? The bashy or the basher?
The confrontation was set in motion when Joseph walked into his brother's bedroom and noticed a pair of khaki American Eagle jogger pants that didn't belong to him draped over his bed.
Oh, so he stole pants. No, I don't approve of that.
The pants were...
I will never borrow your shorts. Ever. Hey,
damn right.
Pants were a size large. Joseph wears a medium. Irate over the unfamiliar casual wear on his bed, Joseph got in Stephen's face. Rudy was still asleep just a few feet away. Joseph was complaining and complaining, Stephen said. Rudy woke up and said, "Yo, man, leave my little brother alone. He hasn't done nothing bad." The 5'10" Rudy jumped out of bed and confronted his larger, more muscular brother. The pair started trading blows. At one point, Joseph picked up Rudy's black Aspis laptop.
Danger zone!
Ruby scooped up a purple aluminum bat, and the feuding brother squared off. So, a laptop...
Is a laptop versus a bat?
Versus an aluminum bat.
Wait, what, was he going to hit him with the laptop, or was he going to break the laptop?
Who the fuck knows?
He's going to use it as the shield that Link uses.
So then from here, obviously what happened was the guy with the bat won. Massively won. That's like bringing a blade to a gunfight, you know? Just doesn't work, dude. Just doesn't work.
I'm picturing the Indiana Jones scene where the guy's doing all that sword work and Indy just shoots him.
Yep, exactly. All right, guys, next story. A priest was suspended, guys. Suspended. After...
Sorry, took me a minute to find that.
After riding a hoverboard while singing to the congregation during a Christmas Eve mass.
Bastard!
The priest, who was not named, was filmed riding the gadget between the pews as the Christian mass reportedly came to an end. But the Catholic priest, who kept his balance on the board throughout his song, had reportedly since been suspended for his stunt after the Diocese of San Pablo branded the actions as wrong.
Yeah, what are you doing having fun out there? God doesn't want you to have fun. Plus, those things explode.
Not wrong.
Your artisty demands the utmost respect and reverence. It is the memorial of the Lord's sacrifice. It is the source and summit of Christian life. It is the church's highest form of worship. Consequently, it is not a personal celebration where one can... My God, thank you so much fucking big words. Capture... Seriously introduce something to get the attention of the people? I don't know, man. I think you guys need to get attention of people, because I think your attendance is getting shoddy.
Yeah.
Just saying, dude. The priest said that it was a wake-up call for him. He acknowledged that his actions was not right and promised that it would not happen again. He will be out of the parish and will spend some time to reflect on his past events. He would like to apologize for what had happened. Got that,
yeah.
Guys?
Apologize! Well,
for it. Whatever. For something.
Apologize.
For riding a little hoverboard.
Say 10 Hail Marys and only eat fish for a week.
Yeah.
Just a week, huh?
Just a week.
Just a week.
Why not longer?
It's a lot of mercury in your system. You could die.
You're fat!
You're fat, son! You're fat! Oh, man.
All you got? You got another one? What's up?
I got plenty more.
Plenty?
That's fun.
He planned for 3 hours.
Oh, I had them all loaded, and now all of a sudden none of them are loaded. What the fuck is
and
going on?
And that was weird, dude.
Like, I literally, they all just unloaded. I've never seen that happen before.
Because you did the God one first. That was the bad thing.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say. I think it's literally because I did the God one.
Yeah. Kind of shit.
Well.
The volume down on that one.
Come on.
So. Just, you know, dead air. Go with it. John Cena! We had to do it one more time before the year ended. We had to have it again.
You got to start going through all the clips, right? We don't want to lose any of them. Obviously, we need a baby.
Especially that one.
Yes.
I have no clue what's going on.
Bye-bye.
What? What?
All right.
What?
Mike Tyson, guys. Mike Tyson.
What?
Has joined thousands of others who were enjoying their hoverboards.
What?
And like them, his ride didn't end so sweet. On Tuesday, the former heavyweight champion of the world shared a video on Instagram of him riding everyone's newest favorite toy. And before it was over, the 49-year-old falls off the hoverboard, landing on his back with a loud thud.
What?
No.
What?
Before his fall, the Hangover star... He's actually considered a Hangover star? Okay.
Really? That's really?
That boxing great? Or like...
That's what I'm saying.
He has his own TV show now.
Oh, are you serious?
Some cartoon on... Cartoon Network. What? I said some cartoon on Cartoon Network. What? I'm not saying it again. Go on.
The Hangover Star did get some fun in spinning in circles and traveling a short distance on the hoverboard as you seemingly
Whoa!
Had to hang.
Whee!
Before losing his balance. While his
Retard alert! Retard alert, class!
Gibby hit that button just for the record, so Tyson comes looking for me.
Yeah, I'm sure. While slip up may be one of the most popular, Tyson definitely isn't the only one having trouble learning how to ride the motorized skateboard.
There's a video out there that recreates Punch-Out with Little Mac punching him off the damn thing.
Really?
Yeah,
that's pretty
cool.
Funny. That is pretty good.
That's awesome. Do we have like a link to that we could share with the class?
No? I'm getting it right now. Well, it's on. Of course, I found out when it was trending on Facebook.
How do you? Is that like all you do is troll Facebook? I'm just curious.
It has a shitload of trending topics there. Just saying. Why did it do that?
All right, guys. We're going to West Palm Beach, Florida.
What did you just send me?
I don't know why it came like that.
What did you just send me?
A Florida 911 dispatcher has been reprimanded and demoted for playing video games on the job. The Palm Beach Post reported Tuesday that 52-year-old Charles M. Morris was demoted from training officer to dispatcher. The paper reports that an internal investigation conducted by the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office revealed Morris played handheld video games instead of dispatching 911 calls for a shooting and for a hit and run crash in October.
One moment, I'm almost to a save point!
Sheriff's spokeswoman Terry Barbara said Morris reprimanded in early November. Morris has been employed with the Sheriff's Office since 2004. So apparently you don't do your job and they just go and they just reprimand you here because wow. But
yeah.
He had a level, man. He had a level. He was so close. Just needed a couple more bars XP and that's it. Just a couple more. That guy could wait.
I feel
he could still wait.
He could still wait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you wait.
Alright, we're gonna
What?
My last story, guys, my last one. I know you're all depressed.
What?
Oh.
What? What?
Say it's not so careful.
Oh, somebody please think of the children.
Thanks for noticing me.
You're getting a little too good at that soundboard over there. You're flying
right?
Through them
like
crazy.
All right.
Actually, it's running very well now that we've talked about leaving it.
That's how it works.
We're going to go to Boston, guys. Despite a staggering $90 million taxpayer investment in the MBTA's Winter Resiliency Plan.
For
reading several...
Rainbow.
What?
Not
reading what? What? All right.
What?
Several T-buses couldn't even make it through the season's first snowflakes.
What?
Needing an hour and a tow to escape a icy Back Bay overpass during the morning rush. It was one of several starts for the belligerent transportation agency on a day the hub saw less than an inch of snow. Before the day had hardly begun, 360-foot so-called articulated Route 39 buses had already stalled on Clardon Street shortly after 7:15 a.m. That delayed two other buses that were backed up on the street and two more that were trying to pull out of the nearby Back Bay station. This is the beginning of it,
Jack.
President of the Concerned Minority Employees Group of T-Workers and a former bus superintendent. We didn't even get an inch of snow and the buses are already breaking down. I can't understand why three of the buses could get stuck out there. $90 million for apparently impenetrable buses that shouldn't be stopped by snow. saw and 1 inch of snow, and they fail. Congratulations. And that's all I got for you.
Well, Trish sounds angry.
Trish is fucking angry.
Well, calm down. He'll have weird news again next week.
I won't.
Oh. Well.
Happening. We give it a compliment for working well, and then it just goes to hell.
It's got a mind of its own.
Yeah. Fucker.
Play all the sound clips.
Well, that was a segment of Weird News with Gibby that ended with Kells for 2015. Time to go down to the corner. Or not. You know, it's cool. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
It's we all are fine.
Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Nobody can stay in the corner.
Down on the corner, out in the street, where the world is.
Hello, welcome to my corner, everyone. It's been a good year, if I'd say. I mean, thought it was good. Had some good corners, some bad corners. That's actually relatable to what I'm doing this week in my corner.
It's nothing, right? You're doing nothing in your corner this week?
But,
all right, guys, that was a good corner. That was a really good corner.
But since my my research time was cut an hour short...
That's
Wow. 1 hour. That apparently is all it takes, right?
Are you done?
No.
Mr. Heckler?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, are you sure?
No, not yet. I'm just waiting for you to start speaking again.
What is your major malfunction, numbnut?
You are.
I have the...
You're major function.
I don't know if I'll read all of them, but I have the 50 most unique, by that probably means
what?
Stupid, baby names of 2015.
I bet you most of them are Kardashian names.
So...
Kim.
So, you know, instead of the traditional John, Rick, Steve... Emily, Jessica.
Been the good ones?
Yeah. I guess parents these days are like, no, I want my beautiful snowflake to be different, like lamp and blanket and apple, like the ones I read
Surfboard.
Before.
Sorry.
Do it!
I guess I'm trying to search through a ton of choices, blah, 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 blah. Seeing if anything in this article is actually worth till I get to the list. Not really. Ooh, our popular name is becoming unique. There's a twist. So in like... 2075, Frank, Chris, and Brian will be unique names, and things can go back to the way they were.
2075?
I'm unique, guys. I'm unique.
That's 2075!
The top 10 most popular names in
I'm
the
already
year,
dead.
As of 2013, Noah, and Liam, and Jacob, and the top
Stupid
girls young. Were Sophia, Emma, and Olivia.
Olivia.
But again, that was 2013, and that was, you know, popular names. Nobody really cares about that. Obviously, a lot
what
of...
What if I told you I cared about that?
Some of the most unique celebrity baby names...
Just gonna ignore me? All right, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm just
asshole.
Rolling past you now.
You do
asshole. Asshole. Go ahead. Asshole. Asshole.
Uh-huh.
Asshole.
Okay. There are uncommon baby names, but there are downright unusual baby names. Some of the weirdest unique boys' names so far this year
Damn
have
that
been
button.
Danish Bone, Messiah, Cheese, Butterbean, Butt.
Someone named their kid Cheese?
Patio, and Swag.
What's wrong with that?
You find the people that name these kids, and you fucking kill them right now. Right now. Do it.
You heard it first on the Dace Man Show.
For girls, names like Blue, Stevia, Princess, Lexus, Kiwi, Dharma, and Claudine are becoming more normal than ever before. Those names like this in 2014, what will you find in this list for 2015?
You've got to be kidding me.
Rage-inducing names.
Okay. So I have no idea. Does it actually explain the order these are in?
No.
Our category nickname will definitely inspire you to find a perfect name along with meaning, use of name, popularity, pronunciation. That's
John Cena! That's a popular name of 2015.
I can click the name.
John Cena! Stop clicking things, Frank!
Yeah, Frank.
Oh, they actually come with meanings, too.
Yeah, stupid.
Oh, look at that. I didn't know names have meanings. I thought they were...
Uh-oh, retard alert! Retard alert, class! All right, I guess...
Wow, all right, thanks.
Amelia,
thanks, guys.
Ophelia, Wilhelmina... Sorry. Zahara, Ace, Apollo, Bingham...
English?
Dash, Messiah, Princess...
Rocky movie.
Claudine, Spencer...
Oh, shit.
Arthur, Maximilian.
What? Maximilian?
Theodore.
Isn't that the name of Goofy's kid?
Is it?
Yep.
Maximilian? Really, was it?
I'm pretty sure it's Maximilian.
Wow.
But they call him Max for short.
Find a little odd that you knew that. That's cool.
This was about the Goof Troop. Always stick together.
Wow, actually, if you really wanted to read in depth on these names, there's... The first thing you should know if you're considering Maximilian for your baby's name is in most countries all over the world, the name Maximilian is a boy's name. The name Maximilian is English, Latin origins, which means that it has more than one root and is used in English-speaking, mostly in English-speaking countries, but also in a few other countries and languages in the world. If you're considering naming your baby Maximilian, we recommend you take note of the special meaning and history of the name, as your baby's name will play a big role in its life and your baby will hear it spoken every day. If they have friends, if they live alone in a cave somewhere, you're never going to hear it.
Nobody says my name. They just walk up to me and start talking.
Exactly. Searching
Pretty
for
much.
Name. Okay, this is blah, blah, blah. Okay, back to the list.
The list, baby.
I don't know how
the
Theodore.
The list is on fire.
I don't know how Theodore really made this list, though. Is it just not that common anymore? That's all?
Teddy Roosevelt.
That's. I guess he's the only Theodore I really know. I graduated with a Theodore.
The Chipmunks. Teddy!
And Teddy Bridgewater, the Vikings. Kia.
What?
Kia, as in the car, Kia. I'm pretty sure all car manufacturer names are becoming a thing. Like Lexus was on here, Kia.
Sooner or later
there'll be Toyota, Audi.
I feel like Lexus is just people
sounds
got
like
lazy and they put the A in front of it.
Lexa?
Like Alexis. No, I'm just gonna shorten it even further and say Lexus. Soon you'll just be Lex, and then you'll try to kill Superman.
Then you'll just be L. Hey,
yeah.
L.
What's up, L?
Just be great. Dude, that happens all over. I don't know if it's like a black person thing. But pretty much, yeah, they just ignore whatever your name is, and you're just the first letter of your name. It's like you're in the Men in Black or something. Yo, what's up, T? What's
Yay.
F?
Well, J's actually a name.
Really?
But the real name is probably, like, Jacob.
Yeah, I think, his name is James.
What's up, R? What's up, T? Like, what? It's the thing. I don't know why. Nobody calls me F. I don't want to be called F, but nobody calls me F.
What's up, F?
Thank you.
What's up, F?
I got a name. Anyway. Scarlet, Aberdeen, Tansy.
The town.
Africa.
Are you kidding me? Who would ever want to be named Africa?
Also, I guess this is being used for male and females.
Your continent.
That's one of those interchangeable ones. America.
Fuck
Cassandra,
yeah!
Fuck yeah!
Riker. Do you think that's their middle names? America, fuck yeah, Dace.
I'd like it. Yes. That's my kid.
If you somehow accidentally have a child, that's the name.
I wouldn't tell me if you have my baby. Obvious reasons.
Fuck yeah!
Riker, Carbonell, Persephone? Persephone? Is there a pronunciation button? You know, where a creepy little voice can tell me how to say it? No? No? Oh, wait. Persephone. Oh. Persephone. Got it.
Should I
never would have got that.
What he's saying, or,
the meaning of Persephone is daughter of Demetra. Yeah, how about that? Persephone. P-E-R-S-E-P-H-O-N-E. Persephone. Sheba.
Sheba?
Sheba?
Sheba. Sheba-ba-ba-ba.
Sokra. Sorry.
Ursuline? It means little bear. Ursuline.
Aw, little bear.
Big bear.
How cute.
Lettuce?
Not.
Is that actually pronounced lettuce? Yep, lettuce. It's spelled L-E-T-T-I-C-E. It means joy in French.
Looks like somebody was just looking around the kitchen to come up with a fucking name for a kid.
Carrot? No, can't call it carrot. Carrot, celery, lettuce. Yeah, lettuce!
Catsup! Not ketchup, because ketchup's not original. Catsup!
Oh, but it's a female name, if you're curious. There's also Sabella.
Again, yep. Forgot, got lazy and didn't want to put Isabella.
Sabella.
Yes. Yes.
Hebe? Hebe. Oh, okay, that does make sense. Hebe.
Heebie-jeebies.
Hebe. Season.
It is a little weird, though.
But go ahead. Lazarus. Cosmo. Ripley. Azir. Delphine. Aphra, Casper, Fergus, Gaia, Mahala, Jotham.
Gotham?
Lavinia.
Is spelled wrong?
Hold on. Maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong. Jotham. Yeah. And
it means Gotham.
And it means God is perfect, according to Hebrew. Lavinia. Hold on, Lavinia. Yeah. I'll get these names right. If you're riding on my bus and I have to read your name off, I gotcha. Yara.
You got this.
Odysseus. Placido. Placido. Jacinta.
English, please. Thank you.
I wish. Jazlyn. Jinger.
All right, are you serious? These are really the names you're dealing with right now?
Yeah, those are really the names I'm dealing with. And Rainbow, Sage, Zaylee, and how do you say that? It doesn't have pronunciation. I'm gonna say Yingwei. Y-N-G-W-I-E.
Is this like
Yingwei
worldwide? Because some of these names are definitely foreign.
It didn't specify. Though I'm upset that I was looking at a list earlier that had a couple other names that didn't make it on this list. So hold on, let me quickly bounce over to this here. Da da da. So okay, there were 1,393 new baby names coined creatively in Clan Parents in 2014. So is this 2014 or 20? Yeah, this would have been last year. Anyway, whatever.
Are you serious? Last year is last year's news, man.
Yeah, well, too bad I'm already here. Because there's a kid's name. There's at least five in America named this in order to make it to the list. But there was Billion, Common, Dagger, Lay, Londian. Londian? L-O-N-D-Y-N-N-E. McKinley, Paisley, Royalty, Ruckus, Sadman, Swastik, and Wimberly.
Did you say Swastik?
Yes.
Like a swastika?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just wanted to make sure who you were supporting, that's all.
The authentic Arabic name meaning honest or virtuous, swastik is just another name for hate crime. Which is true. Before the Nazis actually took it over, the swastika was a sign of peace. And
I was going to say, it's a sign, isn't it like an Indian sign of peace?
Yeah, until it was used. Like, just like the peace symbol now, if ISIS decided to take the peace symbol that we all use for peace and use it on their banners and bomb the fuck out of places,
then we're fucked. We can't use that anymore.
Yeah, it'll be affiliated with bad things. So that's what happened. So that was Frank's corner.
That was actually a shitty corner.
Sucks to be you, nerd.
Wait,
can we get a better one now?
Did Jimmy hit it, or did Frank hit it?
No, I hit it.
Oh, okay.
I felt it needed to be hit.
Oh, okay. Well, then time for celebrity news, and then we'll cap it off for 2015.
I don't know what you expect out of a sober corner.
All right, Mr. DeMille.
Really? Drinking water.
I'm not. What the hell?
Guy, yay, motherfucker.
Like my shiny metal ass.
Yeah, Frank!
And here we go.
So it's kind of playing off of the same thing that Frank just did with lists. We're going to look back at 2015 and the celebrities that we have lost.
So oh, go, not this again. Everybody starts crying. And
just Gibby doesn't. Sad. I think Gibby celebrates it.
Sorry if I laugh.
Well, the first one on our list is Lemmy from Motorhead, who just passed away on Monday at the age of 70-something. You don't see him. He's not on the list because he just died.
Oh, so, I was going to say, who do you think updates these lists? Like, ah, shit.
He did fine. He lived a nice, eventful life. Okay.
Another musician on December 3rd, 2015, Scott Weiland passed away while he was on tour at the age of 48. Those of you that are fans of the Bam Margera, Viva La Bam, Don Vito passed away on November 15th.
From what, being fat?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't die sooner.
He was on his way to go to jail for a very long time, so I guess his body just said, nah, this is the easier way. Deuce it.
Yeah, or he just OD'd and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baseball legend. Yogi Berra passed away September 22nd at the age of 90.
Bill?
Nope.
Or yay?
Legendary horror movie writer and director, and us featured on the four-wheel movie, or the fanboy movie. I don't know what the fuck they call it now anymore. Wes Craven passed away on August 30th, 2015.
Did you kill him?
You
did you kill him because he went on the
I
show?
Think
is that
He'll
what
be
happened?
Back. I think you killed him.
He'll be back.
I think
WWE Hall of Famer, the Hot Rod, Rowdy Roddy Piper, passed away at age 61. You'll check back around in July when it happened. There was a Daceman show dedicated to the Hot Rod.
There was?
Bobby.
We had a whole show?
Yeah.
Was I on that show?
Nope.
Was I on that show?
Nope.
Oh. Well, that explains it then.
Look at this,
Bobby,
guys. We're co-hosts, and he just kicked us off. He literally just kicks us off.
That's why you're co, not what the. BAM!
What a dick. You can't have a Preston and Steve show without Steve.
They do it all the time. They'll do it without Preston and Steve.
We've done it without Dace a lot. And it's his name.
Wait,
on the...
Did you just compare yourself to Steve? You're not funny.
Ooh. What? That's it. He's gone. He quit. Drop the mic. Out.
Bobby, he's more like a Casey boy. Bobby Christina Houston Brown passed away July 26th, after 6 months after she was found unconscious in her bathtub at the age of 22.
Yeah. What does that mean?
She was young.
Did you kill her?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so you're going to ask this on every single one?
Yes.
I have to. Unfortunately, I have to.
WWE Hall of Famer, the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, passed away at age 70, baby, on June 11th, 2015. And no, I did not kill him.
I don't know what that means.
Actor.
Did you kill him?
I did not. Actor and heavy metal enthusiast.
All right. Since you didn't kill him, did you at least try and kill him?
Fuck's sakes. No, I did not. The... Count Dooku,
Christopher Lee, passed away June 7th at the age of 93.
Now, you fucked with the dark side. That was your problem, wasn't it?
That's possibly. Joe Biden's kid passed away May 30th at age 46.
Woohoo! Maybe.
What?
I don't know.
Woohoo?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know how to feel.
I'm
Blues
here,
legend
I'm here.
B.B. King passed away at age 90 on May 14th of this year.
And how'd he do that?
How he died?
Yeah.
I think he was just old.
That's a shitty way to go.
The blues
he died,
keep his life forever.
According to this, he lost his struggle with type 2 diabetes.
Diabetes!
I didn't realize that was a struggle, but okay.
Beatus claimed another one.
I got nothing on that. Sam Simon, Simpsons co-creator, passed away March 8th at the age of 60 after a long battle with colon cancer.
Poor baby.
Star Trek legend Leonard Nimoy passed away at age 83 this year on February 27th. Nimoy was known best for playing Spock in 1970's Star Trek television series and the films that followed. You gonna cry? You gonna cry, Gibby?
Everybody
gonna cry?
Dies at one point, thank God. Just waiting for Dace's moment.
What?
What?
You are the worst!
Are you sure?
Longtime anchor on ESPN, Stuart Scott, passed away January 4th after a battle with cancer at the age of 50. And that is all we have on the list. There's a lot of people who died this year, but those were the ones that Gibby wouldn't consistently go, who? Who? Who?
Who?
Like, fuck now.
Who? Who?
To keep on with the ranking of 2015, the best songs of 2015 is also listed as per ranker.com. Number one is Alive.
What is going on here in this celeb news?
Hey, you had the opportunity to cover plenty of lists in
your
section.
No, because then you yell at me like, oh, I was going to get to that in Dace's World of Facts or whatever.
I would not have. I would have
Knowledge
gone to the Facebook trending Hollywood section.
Knowledge Emporium of the Dace Man.
Well, according to Ranker, the best songs of 2015, they immediately lied at number one by saying Adele was. Adele is not the best song of 2015. Hello, Go to Hell. It's not the name of the song.
Why? Why would you say that?
It's a terrible fucking song. Have you heard this whiny bitch? It's like cats on a fucking chalkboard.
I don't know.
I'm throwing cats at a chalkboard.
Well, what was it again? What are we bitching about?
Hello from the outside.
Pretty much. Number two was Uptown Funk. Number three was Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
I don't know if I've heard that song.
I think I know most of these either. Number four was Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd. I think I know that.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
Number five was See You Again.
See you again, guys. See you again.
Number six was Lean On.
Where the hell's all my rock songs?
Number seven was Ghost Town Madonna.
Pop songs are the hit. I have no idea about that song.
Number
but pop
eight
songs
was
are all
Hotline
the hit.
Bling?
You're trying to tell me Madonna made the list? Get
ew,
the
Hotline Bling made the list.
Number nine was Love Me Like You Do.
Ew.
Number ten
Love
was
Me
The
Like
Hill.
You Do, girl. Love Me Like You Do.
And after reading the top ten, it's safe to say I am sorry for people who had to listen to music this year. You had a terrible year.
That listened to pop music.
Yeah, it's a terrible year. Continuing on with the list from
the
Ranker.
Pop.
Top ranker.com. The top things that were trending in 2015. Back to the Future Day was on the list.
Really?
As you know, we celebrated that here on the Dace Man Show because we actually had a podcast the day of Back to the Future Day.
We did? We celebrated?
Yeah, you don't pay attention. 3D printing was a big thing at the beginning of the year and had exploded. Star Wars Mania for this past month and everything leading up to this month. Mad Max Fury Road is considered one of the best movies of 2015 and was trending
really?
Out. Yeah. There's a lot of people who argue it. Big milestone
really?
For McDonald's this year. All Day Breakfast.
All Day Breakfast?
Oh, yeah, they did start doing
that. Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah. Big phrase that came into our vocabulary, unfortunately, has polluted the minds of children. Netflix and chill. next thing this year.
Chill.
Yeah.
Take the a chill pill, man. Take a chill pill.
Like, we're going to have sex, but I'm going to turn on Netflix loud enough so people don't hear us. That's Netflix and chill. Pope Francis really fucked up the world when he came over to the U.S. Traffic was horrible.
Fucking did screw us over, that little bastard.
Big year in a late-night shakeup. Larry Wilmore started his show on Comedy Central, followed by Jon Stewart leaving The Daily Show, Stephen Colbert taking over The Late Show, and lastly, I think James Corden took over The Late Late Show this year, and Trevor Noah took over The Daily Show. Huge shakeup on nighttime TV.
Jon
Stewart's, yeah, Jon Stewart still trolls the nighttime show, though. He still shows up everywhere. Big thing also, Cecil the Lion, that was murdered by a dentist. From Frank Second. That was a thing. Shia LaBeouf, just yelling at you to do it. That was another big fucking thing in this year.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
That was this year?
That was this year.
I really did not understand that.
I don't understand Shia LaBeouf at all.
LaBeouf.
Just do it.
Apparently drones were a huge thing this year as well.
Yeah, and then they got, now you have a license for them. Congratulations. Losers!
Speaking of one of the number 8 song on our list, the Hotline Bling video itself of how stupid he was dancing, which became a meme almost instantly after it was released. Snapchat was a big thing this year. Really breaking out of the thing. Man buns were a huge thing that trended this year.
Man buns?
Yeah.
Man buns?
Like basically tying your hair in a bun on the top of your head. People ripping off my style.
Okay,
Caitlyn Jenner.
Is that what we call it nowadays?
Dude, this best list of songs, some of these have more dislikes than likes. Like, shouldn't that counteract?
I have no idea. I have no idea what the list is. I'm just reading it.
This ranker thing's retarded. Just because you have 250 likes doesn't mean it's better if you have 193 dislikes. Your total net is 60.
Are you still bitching?
I think he is.
Okay. Keep going, my friend.
These lists are sucky.
Well, the only other things that were trending that I'm just pulling from this list, Donald Trump, D's Nuts, Caitlyn Jenner, the Joker from Suicide Squad that'll debut next year, and Bernie Sanders were some of the big things that were seen throughout the year this year. And that's all I got in celeb news for 2015 to cap it out. Some of the big games of this year were Fallout 4, The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt, Batman Arkham Knight, Star Wars Battlefront, Mortal Kombat X, Dying Light, and Call of Duty Black Ops 3, and not to mention Halo 5. So that's some of the things that are out there for 2015, and here's to 2016 probably being just as terrible, considering nobody's creative. But we got a big year of movies, so I'm excited for that. Yeah, Deadpool in February. Phenomenal.
Next month.
Let's go around. Huh? What?
Fuck January.
Fuck January. We're going right to February. Frank, what do you got going on? We got to go drink.
Yeah, we do. I have follow me at The Daceman Show on Twitter, where I will tweet ferociously every Wednesday. Normally, I didn't this time. And I'm going to be blowing it up about something else that I'm sure Dace is probably going to announce maybe possibly sometime. So
absolutely.
Yeah. And maybe hopefully again, my web developer has said that it's on his to-do list to get to the site that way for the thing that you're going to bring up eventually, if not or today, if not soon, will be on there as well.
Gibby, what do you got going on?
I have nothing going on except drinking.
Nice. You mean like no email or anything?
You can email me at thedaysmanshow@gmail.com if you so are enticed.
Interesting.
We could kill people. It's
always
good.
Okay, you're done. Time's up. Moving to make.
And then we can go dance.
Yes.
Shut up and dance with me.
Check out everything.
All acceptable answers.
Okay. Check out everything going on at fanboysanonymous.com. All the archive sessions are up. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Check out oldtimewrestling.net, where you can find old classic wrestling matches of yours truly. Nothing new, because I haven't done it in like a year. But those guys are putting on great shows every Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern at Williamstown, New Jersey. And also, the thing that Frank was alluding to, we can announce it. Mark your calendars. March
2016.
We're doing it for the third year in a row, where we will game for 24 hours. More information is to come, but I'll tell you the date is set in stone, March 12th, 2016. Be prepared. We're going 24 hours hard. And keep your eyes and ears posted to the Daceman Show Facebook page. There's a good chance that the Daceman Show may be switching carriers, I guess, or networks. We're still going to stay on Mega Powers Radio, but I think the entire we're being moved to something else in coming weeks. So just keep an eye out whether we'll be pre-taped next week or we'll be back here on Blog Talk. Still not 100% sure. Thank you, everybody, for listening for 2015. We're heading into 2016. Remember when we started this fucking thing in 2013? Crazy. So for the few.
For the chicken.
The proud.
Why chicken?
Chicken. He's got his brothers, man. His brethren.
Oh, God. And the day's tacular. See you guys next year.
Maybe.
Brock.
Maybe.